Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
I think part of this, when he says in here about picking up our cross and denying ourself, again, as I talked to you about like last week, sometimes we want to win the argument. And part of what we're going to have to lay down is, I don't need to win that argument. You know, it's very telling to me. I told you earlier that I love when answering questions with questions. When somebody says, you believe in God that does this and this? Well, I don't know. What do you believe about God? You're turning it around. Next time you're reading through the Gospels, look at how many times, especially if you have a Bible where the words of Jesus are in red, look at how many times that you're going to see a question in black ink. Somebody else asked it. And immediately after that, you're going to see a question mark in red ink. Jesus was a master at asking questions of questioners who were trying to trip him up. Now, when you see a question mark in black followed by a period in red, that's where Jesus said, this is a true seeker. This is somebody who really wants to know the answer to that. But you know where all of those red letters almost disappear? Is when Jesus is standing on quote-unquote trial just before his crucifixion. When these chief priests that he talked about here, he says the Son of Man will be handed over to these chief priests and elders and teachers of the law, and they're grilling him and they're making all kinds of they say statements about him. Look at how few red letters are there. Jesus just says, I know what I believe. I know what I stand for. I don't need to try to refute this. And part of our picking up our cross and denying ourselves is to even let ourselves look foolish in the eyes of the world. Look like we don't know how to answer that question. Look like, you know, there's times that you just go, okay, I'm just not even going to engage. Now, I hate losing. I wanted to win every argument. Every claim that somebody made, everything that they said to me, I always had to respond. But I've learned that that doesn't get me very far. It just makes me angry sometimes and frustrated. Sometimes you have to just be like, I'm just going to walk away from this. Because I don't want to run the risk of my lifestyle testimony. Because I get angry, because I get frustrated, because I maybe start getting a little snarky with my responses back to them. I don't want that to cancel out my verbal confession. So we have to have both the verbal and the lifestyle confession. That's what makes it essential.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.